Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley about what to do in the event of severe weather.
Well, Paul, at the beginning of severe weather, I guess, what are some of the things you look for right away? And then as severe weather continues to hit an area, what are some indicators that people can watch out for as it hits over their area?
Firstly, we're always looking at forecast models. And, we can, ahead of time, sometimes see situations arise maybe in a couple of days or a day or two ahead, which things could be ripe for potential severe weather to develop across the state of Iowa. So, we can try to, give those, leeway for when things might turn sour as far as storm activity. And the spring season certainly is when we start to see that. As we get, into April and May, we start to see the tornado season start to build more into Iowa here for us. So, and looking at the forecast models ahead of time, and then it's more like now casting when storms are developing. We look at radar imagery to interpret certain characteristics about the storm, whether it be some tornadic potential, hail, high winds, in that matter. And that's what we try and convey to the public as far as what's going on with the current situation.
What are some of the things you look for when a storm is over an area, a severe weather warning has already been issued? What can people expect during that time, and what can they expect when it starts to phase out?
Yeah, when a warning's issued, obviously it means that severe weather is occurring over a certain area of the state. And, with a severe thunderstorm warning, that can mean a couple of things. It can either mean large hail of a quarter size diameter or larger, or it also can mean wind gusts over 58 miles per hour, so straight line winds themselves pursuing a severe thunderstorm warning at times. And then obviously isolated tornado can occur in severe thunderstorms. Even if there is not a tornado warning issued, that can occur sometimes. And, we try and look at radar imagery to see if there's rotation in the storm, certain characteristics going on in it that can cue us to potential tornadic development. We also have tools from the radar system where we can look at potential hail sizes that the storm could have with it, and also we can diagnose some of the winds surrounding the storm to kind of look at different aspects of what's going on.
Talking about some of that tornadic activity that starts to develop, is that something you see early on, or does that develop from the storm and you're seeing it in real time?
Yeah, we kind of see it developing in real time for the most part, but you can see certain things. If a storm's rotating, it doesn't mean a tornado's on the ground, but tornadic thunderstorms typically are where the whole storm itself is rotating, and that can be a cue in itself where you certainly could see a tornado drop out of that storm cell. So you can see some certain characteristics that can cue you to the potential for a developing tornado, and then it just becomes relying on looking at now casting techniques, where if you get some funnel cloud reports from some of the parts of the area, perhaps, and then you can diagnose further what part of the storm's seeing that. And, if we get some reports of touchdowns and stuff, we can relay that out as quickly as possible to tell you what part of the storm we're seeing that in and where that part of the storm's heading.
Well, when we have a severe weather warning in May, we have our severe weather action team coverage, and WeatherEye's a big part of that. What is your role in that when you interact with us for our severe weather action team coverage?
Our goal is to really paint the picture of what's going on, try and give updates regularly as the storm warning is in effect, and to give you the picture of where the most dangerous part of the storm is located, where that part of the storm's heading, what speed, what direction, what, towns are in the path of it. And also to cue you in, what is our main concern? Is it a tornado potential, or is there a tornado on the ground, or have we been seeing a lot of large hail fall? And we can kind of give you the diagnosis of what kind of hail we have seen with it, what kind of hail we expect to see still. And same thing with high wind events. Some events can be just solely straight line wind events. So we can kind of give you an idea of where that's been, where it's heading. So we just kind of try and keep you really in the know as far as, once the storm warning's issued, but it's changing. Every 15, 20 minutes, things are changing with where things are and where the main risk area is.
Thanks to Paul Trombley for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.